This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
Stefan, we're joined in the studio by our mate, local singer-songwriter Rebecca Marie. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime. Thank you for having me, strangers.
Well, Beck, your voice sounds familiar. Have we heard it across the scene airways before?
I don't know. Have we?
Maybe.
Stephen? Is it Stephen?
Stephen, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think we might have done the hoist together, but I don't know. I don't want to make any rumours up about us.
That's true.
Yes, no, I do host some shows here on Sin, but I am a singer.
Yes.
Songwriter.
Like do a bit
said.
Of everything.
Yeah.
So, it is Punk and Metal Night at Sin, and I see you've recorded a few pop punk covers on your YouTube channel, like
yes.
Paramore and All Time Low.
Yes.
So, is the kind of pop punk scene a major influence for your music that you're creating?
Yeah, definitely. No, I've been like brought up into like the whole pop rock thing. Like, you know, the Blink days. Like, obviously my music is not exactly like metal. Like, I don't scream in my songs. But no, definitely.
It might get to that.
The emotions, yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. Like, those are the types of music that I listen to and I absolutely love. Like, Blink, especially. I don't really know what my genre is. But I just feel like those types of music it's just refreshing because it's real instruments when you go in the studio. It's not like little, I'm not like disrespecting like dance music, but I just feel like the more instruments, the better for me.
Have you always kind of had an eclectic taste? Because as you were saying, your genre, I guess, kind of, they've got pop elements, but then there's the rock element. So it's a bit of everything. So have you always kind of been interested in both sides of the spectrum?
Well, funny you say that, because the reason why I got into music was because of literally Britney Spears. I saw her in Baby One More Time video. I'm like, I don't do that, mummy. But then when I became like a teenager, my rebel days, Blink 102 came in my life. And then, yeah, Paramore was an influence as well. Mm. But just because I have red hair, I think that's the only reason why.
I'd like to point out that I also have red hair. So it's great that there's two redheads in this video.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Like, respect.
Oh, God,
respect.
I feel so left out.
No, I like how my music is versatile. Like, I don't just have one particular genre. I just feel like I think I am pop rock. I just like to have fun. I like to have I'm not really thinking about the sound. I'm thinking about the music. I want to portray it. Mm. But yeah, my music's more fun, if anything.
What do you feel like?
So you've been singing for how long?
Well, I've been singing for a long time now, but I haven't. I just took it serious within the last 2 years because I didn't think that it could have been like something I could have done, really. But then I was working at a bar, which I absolutely hated. It was down the road from my house. And then I worked with this lovely lady called Deborah, and my work was terrible. It was terrible. Like, I love the customers, but the workers was absolutely terrible. So I was from this one lady called Deborah. I was crying to her one time because I was getting bullied at work, and she was like, do you really want to work? I was 21 at this time. I'm 23 now. She said, do you want to work here for the rest of your life? I'm like, no. So that's why I started doing music. And then every year I've done, or every month I was doing my goals. So
Goals. Wow. You, in 2 years, you've basically recorded a few songs and other things. Wow.
Yeah. I've been performing everywhere. I've been meeting some people. I have like a management team behind me. Like,
wow.
I just want to make music because I don't want to work at a stupid bar for the rest of my life.
So how hard do you work? I don't think most people appreciate how hard artists actually work.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to even make someone listen to your music is so hard. Like, just to be like, listen to me for more than 2 seconds. But when you think about it, it is like difficult to make the business side of people like listen. But I honestly was like loving it. Like, when you think about it, it's not hard, but I do definitely work hard. I'm not just like one of those people that are going to take it for granted. Every single day I'm doing music and
practicing like 5 hours a day singing.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm not taking it too serious because I want to have fun.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm like, oh my god, my voice broke. Like last night I sang one of my songs called Magnet. I was laughing throughout the whole entire song because I kept on stuffing up, and it was the second time I played with my guitarist. But I'm like, you know what, I don't care. Like, it's all about having fun and, yeah. But
do you think that also because you're doing a lot of covers as well, that kind of helps that and gets people's attention because you're playing covers rather than just throwing out your original music out there and being like, hey, like my new music, but...
Yeah, definitely. No, I think singing covers can be pretty, like, easy for people to like, well, oh yeah, I know that song, but I don't know your original song. But thankfully, every person I've been singing my original songs to, they like it. And all of my songs are pretty much about like how much I hate boys, and all the boys are generally liking it. So it's really like fun. Like when someone says to me like, oh, good set, I'm like, really? Really? So I think I'm going to take myself like more credit, but I don't take myself too serious. That's my problem, really.
Mm.
But I think that definitely is easy when you do sing covers because they know the artist.
Mm. But you have recently written a few new songs, but one in particular, Magnets, with has Magnet? Magnets.
No, it's called Magnet, yeah.
Magnet. Singular Magnet, which has some pop-punk undertones as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about this track?
This is my favourite song. This is actually not going to be my first single. My first single is Hearts, but that's my second one, Magnet. And the song actually happened with my management team. They wanted me to do some songs. And then I had this boy that I was once dating. I remember writing this song in my best friend's living room, picking up the pieces where we first met. A constant battle to impress. Like, he treated me like, can we swear?
Sure.
He treated me like shit. And so I wrote this whole song. No, this song was actually a very, very serious song. So I was crying when I was writing this. But when I was putting it into an actual song, probably 4 months later, it was like magic happened. I was singing because I don't play guitar. So I just had to sing the melody or talk the melody out to my guitarist, and he just started playing it, and one thing went for the other. Then the chorus happened. We were jumping. Then we just recorded it, and then we were just screaming. It was just beautiful. It was amazing.
How is that experience, like, having a guitarist? Like, do you just, if you're just at home and you think of a melody, do you have to just, like, call them up and be like, hey, and then, like, sing the melody and hope that it comes across how you want it?
Well, I don't really have one set guitarist. That's what makes it so hard. But what I usually do when I write my songs, I like writing poems. So it's either I write a song without no melody, or I have a melody and I just put it in my phone so I don't forget it, because I'm very forgetful. So when it comes to writing a song like this, if I see a particular paragraph, I'm like, I need to put that in a song, just like Magnet, I'll go to the producer or the guitarist and I'll tell them exactly what I wanted. And you know what I said to this guy, actually? I was listening to a Paramore song and I said I want what O's in it. And then literally in that song Magnet, there was what O's, like everything that's happening. I think you got to have like a mutual musical respect when you do that, but especially because I didn't have that melody when I came to him, that Magnet song, but it just kind of happened. Like, he was like, oh, you're like a magnet, you're like a magnet, and it just like happened. So it was amazing.
I just want to say my favourite lyric in that song is, you're a magnet I need to throw away, which I think is super relatable for a lot of people. Like, I could think of so many people, I'll just be like, yeah, I wish you were a magnet and I could throw you away.
As I said, I just like writing poems, and I'm almost like, you're a magnet I need to throw away, because this was, when I wrote this song, I just was breaking up with the idiot. And it was just one of those things, like, you're a magnet I need to throw away. And I wrote this, not like, my best friend Veronica probably had no idea what I was doing. I was like writing my book. I'm like, 1 second, girl, and we'll go out. And I was just writing. And yeah, I like writing a lot of metaphors like that. I like to be relatable. So thank you.
That's good. I'm happy. Well, how about we play that track now and then we can come back and speak a little bit more about your music?
Yes.
Sure. This is Rebecca Marie with Magnet on Sin. Rebecca Marie with Magnet on Sin 90.7.
Hey.
And we have her in the studio.
Joined in the studio. How exciting.
I'm excited.
It's great to have you here.
How does it feel when you listen to your own music?
I usually get embarrassed, to be honest, but Magnet is the only song that I'm like, woo! I don't know. I just
rocking out.
Yeah. I usually get embarrassed. I'm like, oh, it's my voice. But yeah.
I just feel like that's all us radio hosts feel when we listen to our own voices.
I love listening to your voice, Stefan.
Oh, thank you. Finally, someone does.
So you were saying that is your second single, but your first single, yes. Hearts, is actually out tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, unfortunately, we have to do a little bit of a delay because we want to make this song sound amazing. Because it's my first single, we don't want it to be like, oh, like crappy. We want to make it sound amazing. So it's going to be sometime next week, but you have to just look on my Facebook page and then I'm gonna let you know what date it's gonna be. It was meant to be tomorrow, but it's next week now. I know, but yes, I don't know if I'm even meant to say Magnet's my second single, but I'm gonna force my teen so it can be my second single, because I'm really proud of that song, just like I am with obviously my first one. But
So what can we expect with this new Hearts single?
Well, Hearts is obviously at a time when I was getting my little heart broken.
And there's a theme emerging here with these songs.
Taylor Swift. No, so Hearts was about obviously the same boy. And wow. No, but it's basically about, I don't know about you, Stefan, but I'm sure you could maybe relate. I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. But the Hearts is about when you are talking to a guy or a girl and they're talking to you, but then you just tell them, what makes you think that you can have me? You need to prove to me that you're not going to break my heart just like the other 10 boys or girls did. So that's exactly what Hearts is. And so it's not exactly like, oh my heart, it's hurt. Like, that's probably what people think when they hear the title. But Hearts is basically about being true to who you are and being strong and not letting an... You just have to be careful who you, like, date or you speak to. That's what this song is really about.
Sounds very empowering.
Yeah, I want to take over the world, man.
Literally next Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So is the style going to be similar to Magnet or is it going to be completely different?
It is completely different. Like, it's more poppy. It is definitely more poppy. However, we are going to master it. It's going to be more like a Pinky sound, if anything, like Pink, the artist.
Oh.
Not the colour.
I was like, when you said Pinky, I'm just like, what?
The artist.
No, wow. This is more poppy, but it relates so well to the song. Like, the chorus to the single Hearts, it suits her. Like, I love her. It's a really quirky song. Mm. It's not like, you break my heart. It's more like, no, man, like, bitch, please, how do you think you can have me? Because a lot of people sometimes think they can get you like that. And no.
That's not how it works.
No.
With the social media stuff, you've been keeping up with that. Yeah, that's been working out very well for you, your Facebooks, the Twitters and the YouTubes.
Yeah, I'm not really Twitter because I have literally three followers. I just like to stalk celebrities. But no, my Facebook is pretty good, I guess. What I like to do on my Facebook page, I put a lot of stupid videos. I don't just do the whole typical promoting my music. I do put a lot of videos of me when I perform live, but when you look at my Facebook page, there's a lot of funny videos that me and my
Snapchats
friends do.
Kind of things.
A lot of Snapchat videos.
Lines, yeah.
A lot of memes are put up because I don't know. I find it awkward if every single day I'm like, buy Hearts. Go get Hearts. I just like to put funny stuff. I like to embarrass people, so that's definitely what I do with my friends or my family.
Oh dear, we better watch out, mate. I think.
So encouraging people to make friends with you or stay
make
away.
Friends, make friends with me. But no, I definitely think social media it's a must when you.
Have you heard some interest from overseas as well?
What do you mean, like people?
Yeah, just people in general, just fans, like. Someone goes, hey, Rebecca Marie, it's me from Belgium or from Tunisia.
No,
I love you.
No, no one like that yet. But I do have my friend's cousin. He lives in Chile and he liked my Facebook page. So that's something.
Ooh.
Yes, he's 10. Relax. But
got a world out.
No, I'm kidding.
Worldwide.
but I actually, surprisingly, a couple of some random people actually do like my Facebook page other than my family and my friends. So that's pretty cool. I'm like, oh, thanks. No, I think once I get my single out, hopefully the Belgian people and the people like my Facebook page.
Worldwide tour maybe sometime in the future.
Oh, yeah. That's my dream.
You've only toured in Victoria, right?
Yeah, I have not gone outside Australia to play. That's my dream.
But Victoria? What about Victoria?
No, not even in Victoria. Yeah. Because I'm a perfectionist, yeah, I'm not just going to perform for the sake of performing. It has to mean something. I do some open mics here and there, but I feel like obviously I'm not really ready at the moment to do some sort of
national tour.
But definitely after these two singles are out, I'm literally going to take it out. I do have a new guitarist that we're pretty much exactly the same person. He's amazing. So once we start getting more practice and we don't laugh every time I stuff up a note, then definitely if they want us to play, we're going to more than happy to play.
Where awesome. Would be kind of your dream place to play?
Definitely overseas. Someone, a sold out tour, somewhere in England, Wembley, some stupid, iconic thing. And I like to just sold out stuff, but I also like doing the intimate performances as well because I feel like you're just so more connected to the audience, but definitely the bigger the better. I would like to actually play with 5 Seconds of Summer just so I can look at their faces.
Why not?
I remember how much you loved them back in the Hoist days.
Yeah,
eh?
I was like, 5 Seconds! And you can't say anything because they're Australian.
Well, that's true.
No, something like that, yeah.
So with these two singles, does that mean there's an EP on the way or is that still in the works?
That's the goal, really, but it all depends how the first and second single goes. So if you guys like my singles, then I'll definitely put out an EP, but I don't want to put an EP out if no one's going to buy it or get it. That's what you do. Yeah, get it.
And do you have any shows coming up that we can check you out at? Or like?
Yeah, I'm possibly going to be performing next Thursday somewhere on Russell Street.
Just walk up and down Russell Street.
Yeah, just walk down. Everything will be on my Facebook page. The reason why I said I can't really say just yet because the organizer hasn't even messaged me back yet. But no more. I do a lot of gigs here and there, like random gigs, but not professional. But you know what I mean. Like, yeah, not yet.
Well, where can we follow you to so we can get that information when it's out?
You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. My Facebook page is facebook.com/RebeccaMarie.
Thanks for listening to the Moshpit Backstage podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @moshpitsin. The regular Moshpit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldman of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Beaverhead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.